That was a very roundabout way of saying you are just uniquely you. And the sooner you can understand exactly who you are and what it is to this world that you have to offer, the sooner you can get moving and towards the dream that you should be living.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Goals Do Come True with me, Doug Bennett. Today, I'm joined by David Pritchard. Now, we're both members of the Rebellious Business Network, Cordelia Kate's baby. I just love it in there, and I meet some great people, all of whom have got a story to tell and, you know, will help us all along on our goals. So let me tell you a little bit about David. He's gone from being a productivity student to a productivity expert and coach. He helps entrepreneurs increase their productivity and improve their mindset by setting purposeful goals, clarifying their vision in order to become more efficient, effective, and live a more effortless life. Now, he was telling me before we started this that he's more into goals than one of my earlier guests, but I'm not going to name and shame the earlier guests because everybody's entitled to their opinion. But I love goals. I love what they can do for your life. So David, thank you very much for joining me today. Anything I've missed, pitch in or just tell us why, you know, you think goals are so sexy.
Mm-hmm. I always laugh at that sentence because being a productivity expert, I always say that productivity is that sexy skill that everyone doesn't even identify as sexy. But yeah, no, thank you for that introduction. Yeah, my story is very similar to a lot of young fathers out there who are stuck in a 9-to-5 job and one day kind of realize that that's not what they want to do with their lives. I was lucky enough to come across a mentoring program before Cordelia Kate actually came onto my radar. And I started going along a wonderful journey of growing my first business, which was actually an affiliate marketing business. And there was always something with that that was very fulfilling, but it didn't quite scratch that itch that I really wanted to get into. And that is when I then realized my real fulfillment came from the coaching element. And from that, I've now built my own mindset and productivity coaching business to really help people who, as you said in the introduction there, are really struggling to make the most of their time, but also to become efficient and effective, which keenly noted is my business name, Be Efficient, Be Effective, for that reason.
Well, that's good. And I think being efficient and effective is one of the most important things you can pick up in life. I mean, it's very easy to procrastinate, not have any real direction and no focus. I tend to see people with where they lack all of those things. They don't seem to have any goals in their lives. So tell us how you start off the process with people and what you can bring to their lives.
So the biggest thing for me is to try and help the people with their most important step, which is to start reflecting inward and to really understand how they tick. Productivity for me has never been, and the same goes for goal setting, it's not all about how you can cram as much into your life as possible and work 20 hours a day. And, you know, you really need to look at how can you live a fulfilled life and how can you make the most of your high productivity states and then enjoy the times when you're meant to be relaxing, sleeping, which is a massive bugbear of mine of people who try and rely on 3 hours, 4 hours nights of sleep. For me, the first step is to really understand what makes us tick. What is your vision? What does that look like? How do you want to build whatever the image is that you've got in the mind? Try and get as much clarity as possible. And then to start taking the steps forward to start growing yourself in the direction of your own journey and to make it as personalized as possible.
I like that, you know, growing yourself towards the journey. And I don't think people really quite appreciate how important that bit of things is. It's easy to binge watch Netflix, Game of Thrones twice. Although I did see somebody, you know, who did say that they do binge watch Netflix, but it's good quality stuff, which I think that's fair enough. You know, sometimes it will make you more interesting when you're out having a conversation. If you spend all your time, as I do, reading self-development books, it's a passion of mine. I can't understand anybody that might want to read a fiction novel, but, you know, obviously they have a place. But I like that growing into something. And the only way you can grow is personal self-development.
Yeah, and it is. And I think there's this big connection where a lot of people will turn around and give the line of you grow with your business or you are your business. And a lot of people will set such goals for their business of I want to achieve X amount of money or I want to get X amount of clients. I want to reach these big important milestones. And a lot of people seem to overlook the fact that they are their journey and they are the ones that need to grow and experience these things alongside their business. A lot of people can overlook that. And that's where things like audiobooks have come in for me. I would not be ashamed to say I used to hate reading. I could not sit down with a book. I don't like fiction. I will put that out there. But for nonfiction books, the content in it was great. I couldn't sit down and read and focus. I'd read the same line 10 times and still not take the value in. And luckily with audiobooks and more recently podcasts as well, I am just able to absorb that content so much better. And that is a great way, as you said, with your self-development books. At the moment, I'm in the middle of one, actually. I haven't picked up you actually sent me a great copy of Think Simple, Win Big, which I've literally got sat on my desk here, but I don't want to start and dedicate myself to that until I've finished a book called Peak Performance that I'm actually going through at the moment. But no, a big part of making your life what you want and growing around your circumstances, but more importantly, chasing those dreams that we all have at the end of the rainbow or at the end of the tunnel, I was about to say. The biggest thing for you is to grow alongside that and to make what you want happen in your own journey.
Yeah, I like that. So I'm going to have to sort of do my audiobook then. Is that what you're saying?
No,
is it going to be a great change
for me to actually sit? And with two children, it's so much easier to listen in the car, I tell you, than to try and shut them up at night. But no, I've got this sat right next to me and I've had it here for at least about 10 days now. And in fact, I've literally flicked through, I think, about the first three or four pages of chapter one and gone, oh, I want to get into this.
I mean, that is very, very kind. And it is on my list, on my goals list, to actually get my books on audio. And I think it's important that it's done by the person that wrote the book, because you can, you know, you can add your nuances in that where they need to be. So, well, that was a free copy anyway. So if you have to buy the audio in at some stage in the future, so be it. But I'll get working on that. Now, they talk about big, hairy, audacious goals. Okay. Bags or BHAGs. Have you got any that you're working on at the moment?
I have. I actually had a reflection on this after listening to your last podcast. And the more vague one that I've always had is to want to leave a legacy. And now, unfortunately, in the sad news that the UK and most of the world received on Thursday of the passing of Her Majesty, and it really gave me a reflection moment to kind of think about the legacy that she's left behind for a lot of people in this world. And something I've always said is that I don't just want to be somebody who fades into the background or isn't missed when my day comes. I want to leave a legacy, not only for my children and for my family, but for everyone who comes in contact. Every single client that I've ever coached, every friend that I've ever had the luck to meet. But that is always a vague one that everyone always turns around and says, okay, we can't measure that quite the same. But the big hairy audacious goal, or BHAG as they call it, for me at the moment, I am just starting what is always quite scary for anyone who has got a bit of a nervous background, who gets nervous talking on camera at times and even doing podcasts here. But something for me that I do want to do, and I've always wanted to do, is to be able to speak on a stage in front of 100 people about productivity, which, yes, granted, the productivity is just mostly because that is, as you said in the introduction, I feel like I've turned from what is a productivity student to trying so many different methods and so many different techniques to understand what makes me tick. And now I've managed to move on from that to truly become a productivity expert and be able to feed that back in many different systems to anybody who is looking to develop and take that next step in their lives. So to be able to stand on stage and deliver, you know, even a half an hour talk on that and to be able to answer questions and interact is definitely something that scares the living bejesus out of me. Is that allowed? But it's something that absolutely, every time I think about it, every time I picture it in my mind, I just think that will be, and don't get me wrong, in 5 years' time, 10 years' time, the next big audacious goal will literally make that look like literally the smallest footnote in the world. But that's the whole point of goal setting for me, is that everything gets bigger every single time I move forwards.
And that is the other important thing about this. It's like I've said in earlier episodes, it's like cut your teeth on manageable stuff. Stuff that is inside your expanded comfort zone rather than outside it. Because, you know, once you've pushed, once you've increased the size of your comfort zone, it doesn't tend to shrink back. You know, once you've spoken in front of 100 people and you just realize that you've got to think they're all sat there naked or whatever the threat, you know, whatever the thought process that people put in your head. Once you've done 100, 200 is not a problem. 1500 is not a problem. It's just, but one tip for you, all right? They don't know what you're going to be saying. That's the biggest, most important thing. And people, you know, what if I say something wrong or get it wrong? Well, they're never ever going to know because they haven't got a copy of your talk. Just roll through that, I would say. But I'm, you know, I've gone off on a tangent there. Pull me back in. David, pull me back. Where were we going?
You were talking to me about the biggest goals. I mean, yeah. The thing is, and it's always great because especially when you're talking to an expert who literally calls himself the goals guy. And for someone who, again, part of my biggest statement is to try and make people set purposeful goals. And as you stated there, which is just really, really crucial for anyone who is trying to move forward right now, is that when you have these bigger dreams, the whole idea is that it's meant to scare you. It's meant to make you sit still and literally wonder where your first step is. But that's the beauty of it, is that if you can get passionate behind something large enough and you can then have the ability, and I truly believe that everyone needs a coach. I have coaches and I'm a coach myself. But if everybody can then manage to break that down into manageable tasks, as you just said, all of a sudden you realize that. And I won't start talking about manageable tasks on how to imagine people naked in an audience. But if you can start to imagine, okay, well, the first step I've got to do to get on that stage is I've got to apply. And then once I've applied, the second stage is I've got to come up with an interesting topic that is fulfilling a need for people. If you can break it down all the way to the end where you figure out what handshake you're going to do, if you can manage all these smaller goals, there is your bigger dream that's literally mapped out ahead of you and you have to follow it. And for, you know, the biggest of dreams I've ever had, you know, even going down to trying to get my first client, it was so unreal at the time. However, through slowing myself down and literally focusing on the first step followed by the next and then building it up into something bigger, it's surprising just how much we can achieve. And I know you've got a fantastic backstory yourself. And you know what? If you were to literally look at some of the things you've done in the past and then maybe do the same in 10 years' time, 20 years' time and make a note, write it on your wall. It's a great thing. Make sure you always have vision boards. You always have planners and to-do lists. Well, to-do list is a great one for me. I'm not a fan of a to-do list. I always have an actions list and I always have daily planners and my own resources that I make. But if you can make sure you're writing these things down, it's a great way to be able to reflect. And to be able to look back and go, I'm grateful that I had this experience and I was able to appreciate the crowd of 100 because it's those that got me on stage in front of Expert Empires, which unfortunately I'm away on holiday for.
Me too. I've bounced my ticket to the next one, which I'm hoping is likely to be in March.
Yes.
But, yeah.
For me being local as well, that is one of the better places to be able to meet up in Birmingham, but definitely. There's a power to live events that you can't beat. I am right on that.
Oh, no, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, that's another thing for people that are interested in goals, goal setting. It's like take a day off if you can or 2 days off and immerse yourself in an experience, in a live coaching event, just a live experience. You know, certainly something like Expert Empires where there's going to be probably, what, 10, 12 speakers over the course of 2 days. And then you've got all of the other networking opportunities over lunch and in the evening and you know, the night before, where you talk to amazing people, you know. And this is the other crazy thing. You talk to these amazing people and you just realize that they've got two arms, two legs, and they're exactly like you. They've got similar fears, or they've had similar fears. We've got a very similar background. It's just crazy sometimes how normal these superstars are.
Yeah, 100%. And there is a massive power to surround yourself with like-minded people. There really is. And I will still forever remember the first event I ever went to, since kind of reworking myself from who was a maintenance man who literally cut grass for a living into I started my journey towards becoming a digital entrepreneur. And I still remember to the day sharing the room with, I think there was about 45 of us in this first original mentoring group I joined. And the power of just literally being able to bounce ideas off of each other, open up and feel comfortable with people who, again, have been where you want to go. Also, being able to share your knowledge with people who haven't even taken the steps you've taken yet, and be able to actually appreciate that even these people that were experts that you looked up to in a certain field and looked like they'd got everything figured out, as you perfectly said, they are human at the end of the day. And it's very easy, isn't it, to put people up on a pedestal and say, you've achieved that goal that I'm looking for. And it surprised me, because there were so many people who turned around and were looking at one person and said, you're a superstar. I can't believe you do that. I could never do that. And then they would look straight back at the first person and say, but I think you're a superstar because you can do something I can't do. And it's a really eye-opening experience when you realize we are all human. We all have strengths and weaknesses. And actually, when you're able to bond together and share that between people, you can all grow together. And it's because it's a very lonely journey if you try and take anything on like this on your own. If you try and build a business on your own, if it's a new endeavor, it can be a lonely place. And that's where having an academy, which I'm a part of, having a network who are behind you, around you, in front of you, and everywhere, is just so much more impactful for you. And being able to share the space with people like Doug Bennett is just amazing as well. And so without
very, very
podcast, everyone knows that you're amazing, Doug. Come on, let's be honest.
Hello, I hope you don't mind me interrupting this episode. Just wanted to tell you about one of my other businesses, which is DB Wealth Planning and Preservation. We do cash flow modeling, lifestyle financial planning, and wills and trusts. So if that's something that's on your agenda, if you want to see what your future looks like well ahead of the game, then pop over to my website, dbwpp.co.uk, and we'll help you create your future and protect your assets. So that's dbwpp.co.uk. Anyway, let's go back to the podcast. That's very kind. No, I'm blushing. No, thank you for that. But, you know, I've always advocated that, you know, even if somebody is in the same line of business as you, exactly the same line of business as you, you've got nothing to fear, because you are uniquely you, and you will attract people that like what is unique about you. And the person standing next to you, they're going to have a different way about them, and they're going to attract different people towards them. So the best thing that you can do is share an idea, because the worst thing that happens is you end up with two. But invariably, the conversation that ensues when you're both sharing an idea, you both end up with a really sexy third idea, which is, you know, a combination of the two that you've just shared. So that's a big thing. I don't think anybody's in competition with anybody. There's enough people out there. There's enough clients out there. We have to believe in ourselves. And that's a big thing, mindset and, you know, understanding that side of things. But there's enough people for everybody in this arena, which is why I'm happy to have coaches when it's something I want to develop. You know, I'm getting there, but I've got many other things that I'm doing at the same time. But, you know, I really don't mind having coaches on, because it's like, well, you've got a way about you. You know, you're going to have your stuff, which is available to people, and they'll like it and they'll enjoy it and it will suit them. And yeah. there's really, really seriously no problem with that. And I think that's something a lot of people maybe get hung up a little bit about, but you just got to be your unique self.
Yeah. And you couldn't have worded it better when you said you are uniquely you. And when you can understand that, hang on, I have a value to give, and you could have 10 people in a room that all have the answer to your problem. I mean, there are 100 ways to skin a cat is the most common phrase I've heard people use, but you can have so many different ways to look at something. However, and this is the great thing, by the way, about reading books and audiobooks, is that you can hear the same line come from 10 different people. However, one person will say it in a different way to number two and three and four and so on. But every single person will produce it in a different way, and you will resonate to some people with a different background to other people. Other people will just be your cup of tea. I love my cups of tea, I tell you. But some people won't. Some people might be too confrontational. Some people may not quite have the same personality traits and ethics that you have. And that's why, again, I always believe there's an abundance of people, and I've never been proved wrong. But for trying to gain anything in this world, and money is a great example of that. And I must admit, I still go through money mindset things at times as well, because of the flow of money. It's not always just an asset, but it is a flow that comes in and out of everyone's life. But for people who are fathers, they may resonate with fathers better. For people who are just absolute go-getters who are going on holiday, after we were just talking about, I've had two holidays in 4 years, they may resonate with other different people better. But regardless of the message, regardless of the value, everybody can provide a different value. That was a very roundabout way of saying you are just uniquely you. And the sooner you can understand exactly who you are and what it is to this world that you have to offer, the sooner you can get moving and towards the dream that you should be living.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. Totally with you in that respect. I'm going to ask you for a David Pritchard goals do come true nugget, something that the world needs to know that we haven't touched on already, so I can, you know, squeeze a little bit more out of you. You've got as much time as you need.
I would definitely say the easy one that comes to mind is to sleep between 7 and 9 hours a night. I tell you that much, something that a lot of people don't do enough of. And the only reason I say that is because I've always fallen a victim to that as well. But for a productivity coach to explain that it isn't all about the hours you put in, it's about the right hours that you put in. For trying to maximize your output, seriously, you need to remove time from the equation. If you can understand yourself, and this is the real golden nugget here, if you can understand yourself better than anybody else could ever dream of, if you can understand how your energy levels go up and down throughout the day, throughout the week, month, because not every week is the same. And if you can understand what can turn you from just living your life to enjoying your life and actually making the most of the time when you are in that high productivity state, well, all of a sudden you can make your life a lot more effortless. And that's why, even though my business is called Be Efficient and Be Effective, that word effortless to me, if you can live an effortless life, that is a happy life.
Totally get that. I totally get that. And I love it. I do love it. That was a good, seriously good nugget. So how would somebody start working on their productivity?
So again, the first thing everyone has to do is to really sit down and understand what is working and what isn't working for them. Why the dreams that they thought they were going to achieve within 2 years has taken them 10 years and they still feel like they haven't made any progress. If you can really start to reflect inwards, you can get some help, you can hire a coach, or you can join an academy as I did when I was a productivity student, and you can really start to understand what is it that you're going for. You can break it down into those manageable goals that we spoke about, and you can then start taking that consistent action. It's not all about doing 10 hours, 12 hours a day if that doesn't work for you. If it does, then absolutely go ahead. I can promise you now, if it works for you, that's great. However, if you're on the other side of the fence, which quite often I find myself living quite a busy life, and I find myself an hour, 2 hours a day tops, where I can sit down in a high productivity state that I know I'm feeling flow, and I can give the best attention and get the most done in that time available. Because I'm aware of that, and because I've spent years being able to understand that, and I luckily now can pass it on to other people as well, because I know how that feels and I can move forward in that time, all of a sudden it means I haven't got to constantly put off other things going on around me. I haven't got to sit back and just ignore the other opportunities that are available in life, because I can make the most of those couple of hours. Because let me tell you, to reach some of the most basic dreams that people have that they think they haven't got time for right now could literally be 10 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day on a consistent basis that would turn you from still thinking about something, still dreaming about something, to again, making that picture seem bigger and bigger as you step closer and closer until one day it becomes a reality.
I'm dumbstruck. Okay. I'm looking at you and I'm thinking, such a young person, such knowledge, and relatively young. Okay, right, because obviously I'm ancient. I like that. I like that a lot, because I think it's only now that I've started feeling that, you know, I don't have to get into the office at 8 o'clock in the morning and leave at 7 o'clock at night. You know, it's only sort of more recently that I've been able to let go of a few things and, you know, delegate more and relax a little about it and not get so het up. And I guess that's, you know, me learning to get in the flow of things, or actually nailing it on the 80-20 Pareto principle rule of, you know, 80% of your productivity and your income comes from 20% of your activities. Which is, I think, you know, part of what you touched on there. And obviously you need to go on more holidays, because your production always increases the 2 days before you go on holiday.
Oh, it does. And the biggest problem is, and I already know, because I've already got so many visions that have just come in the last 3 or 4 days. And for instance, I've shot a video series literally while I was on my last holiday. And I've already gone through some resources of mine in the last couple of days, and I've already got plans. Whilst I'm away for 2 weeks sitting by the pool, I'm not really don't want to paint a picture for people who are going to tweet in or comment in going, I hate this guy, he's having this relaxing holiday. But for me, again, there's a couple of things that I truly would put. I'm very grateful for life, but there are a couple of things I'd put above the rest. One is my family. I love my family, and I'm so grateful to have the opportunity to be in the position I'm in for myself, but also for my wife and 2 kids and my surrounding family. But even up there with them, the other thing I'm really grateful for, I am, and Doug can see me on camera here and anyone listening to the podcast can't, but hopefully see a picture. I'm 28 years of age. I turned 29 in, oh my God, my math is terrible. It's the 11th, 12th day, 10 days time. I turned 29. Now, I'm not going to say I'm an old wise head. I'm not going to try and make it sound like, you know, I'm a wizard, because trust me, I'm far from it. But there are some really great life lessons that I've already learned at a young age. There's some experiences I've been through which have absolutely made me the person I am today. But if there was one thing I'm absolutely grateful for, it's that I seem to have gained the knowledge, and through the help of some fantastic people, put myself in the position where I haven't got the accepted 40 years that some people do just accept is the way of learning life, and then they do everything wrong and they realize that actually the better way all along was to, as you just said there, actually delegate a little bit more of what I don't like. And you know what? Eliminate some things, delegate definitely, and automate the really boring tasks that can take hours of your day. Well, hang on a second. This technology that I've grown up and loved since day one, literally passing on the burden and enjoying the bits that I'm passionate about and getting creative when I want to be creative, it takes a heck of a lot of stress off. It really does. From someone who's, and again, the reason for the mindset, I'll be completely transparent here. The reason that the mindset side of things came up for me and I wanted to strive was because years and years ago, when I was doing my 9-to-5 job, you know, falling into depression, trying to figure out what was going on in my mind and understanding exactly what it was that needed fixing, then led me to a great journey of self-discovery. And again, if some of those things didn't happen, I wouldn't be sat here today, Doc. I tell you, I wouldn't be sat here talking to you saying how amazing being a productivity and mindset coach is, because I wouldn't have been on that journey. I would have maybe taken me 20, 30, 40 more years. But to at least have the support around me that I've had and some fantastic people, as I said, I cannot owe them enough to be able to learn the lessons that I have. It's a great feeling to be at 28 years of age. Granted, we none of us know how many years we have left. This is going in a real, I should have kept this really deep stuff at the beginning. But to have, you know, however many years I've got left, knowing that actually I can do this on my terms. I can live my life the way I want to live it, not the way I've been told I need to live it, not live it the way I think I need to live it. At such a young age is a blessing, and I am eternally grateful for whatever happens to me in the future.
Well, I'm very excited for you. That's Thank you. The thing. I'm excited for you. I love it when I come across people and I'm going to say appear to have got it. And that's not to do any, you know, any disservice to you, but you know, you appear to have got it and you've got so much life ahead of you. And that's the exciting thing about this. And it's very exciting because you're learning lessons and you've got stuff that you can take forward. And there's, you know, there's a few things that we've touched on and it's like they're relatively recent discoveries for me. And I'm 59, I'm 60 in March. And it's like, shit a brick, I wish I learned some of this stuff way back when, you know.
Yeah.
That's, you just got to think like that. So take these opportunities. Now we're going to make sure that David's stuff is in the show notes. He's going to have some stuff. He's going to have some freebies that you'll be able to download. I'm going to have a look and I might have to have a separate chat with him. You know, maybe he can do something for my productivity in return for me punting his business out there. But anyway, we'll see. No, we're part of the Rebellious Business Network and, you know, we're all out there helping each other. And it doesn't seem like it's, you know, we just know that if I share some stuff with you, you're going to share some stuff with me. We're all going to be better as a result. And that's when you find a community of people that you're comfy with, that you gel with, that are of the same sort of mindset and belief. It just feels like home.
Yeah, that is a fantastic way. It feels like one giant family. And trust me, there's so many times when I've been in a room of people and felt like, you know, I've stood out from a crowd, or let's say, especially being of a nervous disposition, I think is the right word, at times in my past. There's such a difference when you can find a room full of people that you want to surround yourself with. As our great coach Cordelia would say, finding a group of people you want to throw a party for. And, you know, Doug, you're definitely on the top of that list as well. And finding people that can not only add to your life, but also want to watch your journey and want to watch you evolve, because we're all in this, not only for trying to benefit ourselves, but if we can help each other along the way, I can tell you now, not only are you a lot less lonely, but it's a lot more fulfilling watching everyone grow around you than watching them stood at the bottom of the hill as you're 6 foot from the top.
Yeah, because the people that are down the bottom of the hill, you know, sadly, they're just envious and angry and disappointed. They're envious of you. They're angry about themselves. They're angry at you. It's like, you need this stuff. You need goals in your life. You need to turn it on, turn it up and have some fun.
The impact of the right goal is absolute twofold.
Perfect. David, thank you very much for joining me. I'm going to let you get back to your daughter who's been chattering away in the background. It's a lovely sound. We'll make sure that your stuff is contained in the show notes. We'll let you know when this is going out so you can tell your peeps, and we'll obviously make sure that it's contained in the Rebellious Business Network that happy to mention, because it's a happy, happy place.
It really is. And honestly, Doug, I owe you more than just one sit down and a coaching call. In fact, next time you're anywhere near, we will have to have a sit down and a drink as well. But whenever you ever want to talk about mindset or productivity, then please never be shy to always give me a call.
I'm never shy. On that note, David, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to review and subscribe on Apple, Google, or Spotify. I'd love to hear about your goals. You can share them with me at dougbennett.co.uk.